You love a good spin? We love a good spin. Sky Vegas. Play. It's why we're here. 18 plus free spins loaded on first eligible game. Game and eligibility restrictions and further T's and C's apply. BeGambleAware.org.
Magic Breakfast with Samsung.
Harriet Scott here, and your Magic Breakfast show is back next week. Co-hosting wise, I've got a Monday to Wednesday guy, Gok Wan, and a Thursday-Friday guy, Harry Judd. But I'm your Monday to Friday lady, if that all makes sense. Plus, we'll have some Halloween surprises and top-of-the-range Samsung phones up for grabs. See you Monday morning. Oh, the clocks are going back, so don't forget about the one on your cooker, or just leave it for 6 months. You do you.
Magic Breakfast with Samsung. Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Israel says it's completed a series of airstrikes on military targets in Iran overnight. The Israeli Defense Force says it's in response to Iran's ballistic missile attack on the country earlier this month. Jason Brodsky from the Middle East Institute in Washington says the stakes are high.
I think that the United States and Israel have to escalate to de-escalate, essentially. We have to put fear into the Iranian leadership of an overwhelming response should it attack Israel once again, and the next hours will be very important to keep that in mind.
The UK government says it supports Israel's right to self-defense and to protect itself in line with international humanitarian law. The US says the strikes should end the direct exchange of fire between the two countries, while warning Tehran of consequences should it respond. Elsewhere, it's understood the amount employers pay in national insurance is set to rise in next week's budget to raise money for public services. Reports suggest any increase could be used to help fund the NHS. It's after the Prime Minister hinted those who own shares or assets could face possible tax rises. Carl Emerson's from the Institute for Fiscal Studies.
If the Prime Minister has a specific definition of a working person, he should probably tell us. In reality, I think it's pretty hard to think of any increase in tax that wouldn't affect somebody who gets some income from being in paid work.
A man's been arrested after a woman and two children aged 8 and 2 were stabbed in East London. Police were called to Dagenham at around 5:30 last night. The King and Queen are expected back in the UK later following their first official royal tour since His Majesty's cancer diagnosis. Charles and Camilla visited Australia before heading on to Samoa. Sport, there was no repeat of England's women's Euro final triumph from 2022 at Wembley as they lost 4-3 to Germany in last night's friendly. They partially recovered from going 3-0 down inside 30 minutes. From Sky News, I'm Victoria Lawrence.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Days start better with the sounds of nature. In the Park on Magic Classical. In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
start your day the natural way.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Children I played with when I was Oh!
in the park, on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Magic Classical.
Enjoy the full-on flavour of Pucker whenever, wherever and however you want. Front rooms, forests, beaches or bathtubs. It's fine with us because Pucker is for the people. Enjoy our tasty range of chilled and frozen pies, slices and sausage rolls.
Sounds like someone's lowered prices with their Tesco Club card. Like Yuzu milk drinks, now only 75p, down from £1.30. With Tesco Club card, everyone can feel the to lower prices. Tesco, every little helps. 400ml bottle, majority of large stores, ends 12th of November. Club card or app required.
Per employee per month, you can look after even more of your workforce.
Sure, that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50. That works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private healthcare. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for Business. Benenden Health. Healthcare done different. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Oak Furniture Land presents Hearty Home Comforts. As it grows colder, the dining table's where you settle in for spicy winter warmers and heated board game battles. Right now, save on all dining tables with 3 years interest-free credit from $4.99 with no deposit, and have yours in time for Christmas. Oak Furniture Land. Grow your home. Sale ends 27th of October. Oak Furniture Land, FRN 928005 is a credit broker, not a lender. Delivery and finance, T's and C's apply.
With LV, I can get my car insurance from just £349. Just the price I'm after right now. And if I'm hit by an uninsured driver, I won't lose my no-claim discount. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers pay £349 or less, February to July 2024. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
Got to be Aldi this Halloween. We're which cheapest supermarket 11 months running.
You can't match this.
And for the last 3 years. So be afraid. Be very afraid to shop anywhere else but Aldi. Which cheapest supermarket 2023? Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
Poor Sandra. She's bedbound, burning up, wishing she'd gone to Boots. Her throat's sore, head's pounding, and on top of all that, now she's feeling the FOMO. Because judging from the group chat, she's just missed the best movie night ever. So don't do a Sandra. Get your flu jab, administered with care by a Boots healthcare professional, and make the most of winter. Book yours in-store or at boots.com/flu. Boots, with you for life. Eligibility criteria apply. Charges may apply, subject to availability.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. It's understood the amount employers pay in national insurance is set to rise in next week's budget to raise money for public services. Reports suggest any increase could be used to help fund the NHS. It's after the Prime Minister hinted that those who own shares or assets could face possible tax rises. Carl Emerson is from the Institute for Fiscal Studies.
If the Prime Minister has a specific definition of a working person, he should probably tell us. In reality, I think it's pretty hard to think of any increase in tax that wouldn't affect somebody who gets some income from being in paid work.
The dad of two catfishing victims of a Northern Ireland man who was sentenced to life in prison yesterday says his eldest daughter will never get over the trauma.
The ongoing impact is really tough. She moved away to university at the start of the year, but after about 6 weeks, pulled out and moved home. I still want bigger things for her. I want her to feel safe and be able to build trust, but she was manipulated by a sadistic and evil person. She'll never get over it.
26-year-old Alexander McCartney from South Armagh will serve a minimum of 20 years in jail after admitting 85 charges involving 70 children across the world. He was sentenced yesterday in what was described as the biggest catfishing case in the UK. A woman and two children aged 8 and 2 are in hospital after being stabbed in Dagenham in East London last night. A man's been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. Israel's in a state of highest possible alert, according to its military, after it carried out airstrikes on Iran overnight. It says it targeted key military facilities in response to months of continuous attacks from Tehran. Tommy Robinson will miss his own protest outside Downing Street later after handing himself in to police. He's in custody after being charged with contempt of court. Police from across the UK have been drafted in to help in London today with a counter-protest planned by Stand Up to Racism. And a dairy in London says they've been scammed out of 22 tonnes of cheese. Neil's Yard Dairy says it delivered more than 950 wheels of cheddar to someone posing as a distributor. The Met say no arrests have been made yet. Rain in Scotland and Northern Ireland, drier and brighter elsewhere with sunny spells and highs of 16 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.